The Osgood File, sponsored by Barbasol Shaving Cream, America's leader for a close shave. Close shave, America. Close shave, Barbasol. And by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. This is Dave Ross.
This is the most difficult decision that I've made as governor.
More after this from Charlie. In Illinois, reasonable doubt finally caught up with the death penalty.
It is impossible to create a perfect system, one that is free of all mistakes.
Governor Pat Quinn went along with the vote of the legislature and officially abolished Illinois' death penalty. Illinois now joins the 15 states that throw away the key instead of using the needle. Supporters of the death penalty, like former Chicago Mayor Richard Daley, hoped that better DNA testing could save it, but what DNA has done instead is lay bare the mistakes. Since 1970, 138 death row inmates in the U.S. have been exonerated. That's 138 people who faced execution not because of anything they did, but because of a mistake. Whether it works as a deterrent or not, polls show that most Americans still believe that cold-blooded murderers deserve execution. There are some killers so depraved that I'll bet even death penalty opponents would admit they deserve to die. The instinct for revenge may be wrong, but it's real. And for the victims' families, it can sometimes satisfy their sense of justice. But it gets back to the mistakes. There's no higher abuse of state power than the government killing its own innocent citizens. Heck, we've ordered airstrikes on governments to do that. Supporting the death penalty means you have to believe that the government is going to get it right every time. Do we have that kind of faith in government anymore? And so the governor of Illinois ultimately decided to err on the side of life, to let the guilty live rather than face the horror of making a mistake that can't be undone. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, March 10th, 2011.